AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is not to be taken lightly.
There will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge.
Right now, Ian is damaging western Cuba and is expected to strengthen to Category 4 in the Gulf of Mexico, headed to Florida. Kevin Guthrie with the Florida Department of Emergency Management says there is time, but not a lot of time, to get out of Ian's path.
The National Hurricane Center is now predicting that landfall will be Venice in 35 hours at 125 miles an hour.
Governor DeSantis says an estimated 2.5 million people are under evacuation orders. Jury selection has started in Washington in the trial of Stuart Rhodes and four others. Rhodes is the founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group. They're charged with seditious conspiracy, one of the most serious cases to emerge from the Capitol riot. The AP's Lindsay Whitehurst reports Rhodes is a former U.S. Army paratrooper and a Yale Law School graduate who was even a law clerk
under a Supreme Court justice. And there he butted heads with co-workers. They saw him as being radicalized, and he actually left that clerkship early.
The case against Rhodes and his Oath Keepers associates is the biggest test yet for the Justice Department in its massive January 6th prosecution. The conference board says consumer confidence grew for the second month in a row as gas prices continue to fall. UN human rights investigators say Ukrainian prisoners of war appear to be facing systematic mistreatment, including torture, both when they were captured and when they were transferred into areas controlled by Russian forces or Russia itself. Police say an undercover trooper with the Michigan State Police was shot and critically wounded early today as he and other members of a narcotics unit were conducting surveillance in Detroit. On Wall Street, stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street a day after a broad sell-off. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace displayed the new royal cipher following the ascension of King Charles III. Royal librarian Stella Paniatova says the cipher is an image that represents the king and will appear on government buildings, state documents, and post office boxes across the UK.
It really consists of the initial of the name combined with the R for Rex or Regina, king or king, queen. And then you will have the regnal number included within the cipher, and it is usually surmounted by a crown.
Garter Principal King of Arms David White says during Queen Elizabeth's reign, the cipher was represented by the letters ER, meaning Elizabeth Regina.
It reminds everybody that we've got a new sovereign. It symbolizes very, very simply who that sovereign is, what his regnal number is, reminds us that he's king and that the crown is above it.
The cipher was picked by the king himself. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.